Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 11th of July, 1974. Do you consider yourselves to be the great donors, those with all rights to all powers, and to be seated on all three thrones received from the Father? What are the three thrones? What are the three thrones? One is the throne of an emperor of the land free from sorrow, the throne of a detached observer, that is, the stage of stabilizing yourself on the seat of a detached observer. The second is the throne of a powerful Master Almighty Authority who gives the proof of becoming equal to the Father, the throne of Baba's heart. The third is the throne of the future world emperor. Have you claimed a right to all these three thrones? What would be the present stage of someone who has claimed all these three thrones? Tell Baba three signs of the three thrones. What would be the main sign of the throne of one who is a detached observer? At every step and in every thought, he would constantly experience Bab Dada to be a companion. To the extent that you experience companionship, accordingly you will remain unshakable, stable, and in supersensuous joy. Your every word will feel as though spoken with the Father. Just as Bap and Dada are such constant companions that you cannot separate them even if you wanted to, sometimes you experience the companionship of both to be so close that it is as though they are one. In the same way, the company between two should be that of oneness, not that you are one, but that you are equal. People have taken the word equal, that is, saman, to mean to merge, which is samana. So equal, that is, saman, is not the same as samana. So, do you experience yourself to be Bap Dada's companion in this way? Do you follow the Father? Since you are following the Father, you should be able to experience the stage of being an observer and of having companionship at every step and at every second. Only those who experience being an observer can be seated on the throne. Secondly, someone seated on Baba's heart throne would be a worthy soul, that is, a soul who would give the proof of following Bap Dada in their thoughts, words and actions, and with their body, mind and wealth. The third is to be a world emperor and to be seated on the throne of the kingdom of the world. Such a soul would not only be a conqueror of the physical organs, but would also be a conqueror of matter, the elements. Such a soul who is a conqueror of sinful actions, a conqueror of the physical organs, and a conqueror of matter, becomes a conqueror of the world. Have you become one who is seated on all three thrones? If you have claimed a right to all three thrones, then such a soul who has claimed all rights would never be standing in a queue in front of the Father. Anyone who is in any type of queue would never have the attainment of any type of rights. Today, Bap Dada will give the response to those standing in the different types of queues. You make various requests to Baba to do this or to do that. When you make a request, do you not remember that Bap Dada places the children ahead of himself in every aspect? Since Baba has given all the powers to the children, how can a child who is a master make a request? Just as Baba is able to open the lock on anyone's intellect and able to change anyone's sanskar, aren't you able to do the same? Has the lock on your intellect opened? You would not say no to this. Bab Dada has opened the lock on the intellect of all of you and made you experienced, has he not? Since Baba has opened your lock and made you experienced, are you yourselves not able to do that which you have experienced? Just as your lock has opened, open the lock of others. Is it difficult to open the lock on others? What is the key for the lock? Has Baba not given you that key? Did that which belongs to Baba not belong to you the moment you became Baba's child? The key also belongs to you, does it not? You have the key, and yet you tell Baba to open the lock. Or can you not find the key when you want it? Baba only keeps the key to divine vision to himself. He doesn't keep the key for opening the lock on his intellect. What is the key to open the lock on the intellect? All the powers are the key. All of you have these, do you not? You are not the bestowers of divine vision, but you are master or mighty authorities, those with all powers, are you not? Since you have received the key to all powers, why do you still make a request? You have made Baba your servant, and you therefore order him to do this or to do that. Even those who are about to reach the stage of retirement are still like little children. Now is the time to create your creation, the time to create the rosary of your subjects and bhagats. How can a creator create a creation if he says he is still young? This is why you make various requests to the Father. First, attain the key and the requests will automatically be fulfilled. Secondly, you complain to the Father. There is also a queue of sweet complaints, is there not? Who would make any type of complaint? A complaint is made when someone is not knowledgeable. Why did this happen? It shouldn't have been like this. Why did I come last? Why did I not meet Sakar Baba? All these are complaints, are they not? If you stabilize yourself in the stage of being master knowledgeable and in the stage of being Trikaldarshi, would you have any complaints? Would you be able to experience meeting Baba in the Sakar form by complaining? Can a part that is finished for now be repeated? It can only repeat after 5,000 years. One who is stable in the stage of being knowledgeful would never complain about anything. Complaints mean a lack of knowledge and a lack of light and might. Thirdly, the queue of other complaints you make is a long one. You make various complaints. You are not able to have yoga. You have many waste thoughts. You are not able to imbibe a particular power. What is the reason for these complaints? Waste thoughts. This is the main complaint visible in the majority. The second main complaint is that your attitude and vision cause mischief. Both these complaints will remain unless you listen carefully to the directions you receive in the Murli every day and imbibe them. The main reason for having waste thoughts is that you lack the treasure of knowledge that you receive from the Father every day. If you keep your intellect busy in playing with the jewels of knowledge, if you are looking at the treasures of knowledge and remembering the knowledge throughout the day, then how could waste thoughts come? First of all, ask yourself, throughout the day, is my intellect busy in churning knowledge and making plans for the world benefit? In a Laukic way also, when the intellect is engaged in a particular task, then, because the intellect is busy, other thoughts or matters don't emerge in the intellect. The responsibility of the task you have been given by the Father is so great that even now, so much still remains to be accomplished. In terms of the souls of the entire world, only 5 Pandavas have emerged as yet. Such a huge task has to be accomplished as well as the task of destroying your sins. Of how many births is the burden that you have to destroy? You have to destroy the account of the sins of 63 births. As well as all this, if you also churn the treasures of knowledge, would you still have time available, or would even the time you have seem to be very short? You have been told of 3 tasks. Number 1, the task of churning knowledge. Number 2, the task of destroying your sins. And number 3, the task of world benefit. All these 3 are special and unlimited tasks. As long as the intellect has all this work, how can it remain free? How can you spare any time? Have you finished the task of world benefit? Have you destroyed your sins? What would be said of those who are instruments for such a huge task and who yet remain idle? Either they don't have knowledge of their task, or they don't have knowledge of how to organize themselves. They don't have the knowledge of setting their timetable. Nowadays, even junior clerks set their timetable. So can't you, Master Knowledgeful, Master Almighty Authorities, set your timetable? Because you don't seat yourself on your seat, you become upset. Therefore, every morning at Amritvela, after celebrating a meeting with Baba, or after your heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, set your timetable for the day. Just as you fix a program for the physical things you have to do, in the same way, also fix a program for what you have to do for God. To have waste thoughts means that you do not become one with the crown. The crown is the crown of responsibility. Responsibility for the self and responsibility for the world. If you take your crown off again, and again, or if you're not able to put on the crown, you would never be able to be one with the crown, with a crown in the future. You need to practice being seated on the throne from now, the throne of a detached observer and Bab Dada's heart throne. Only if you have a crown and throne now, will you be able to attain the crown and throne in the future? Set your own timetable or be your teacher and give yourself some homework, just like a teacher gives homework to a student. Let the intellect remain busy in that. Give yourself homework in this way every day, and then be an observer and check whether you are busy with your homework or whether you forget your homework by being attracted to Maya. Then your complaints will finish. The other aspect is of your attitude and vision causing mischief. If you look at the present result of the majority, 50% still have this complaint. The attitude and vision cause mischief in thoughts, dreams, and deeds. Why do the attitude and vision cause mischief? What is the reason why anything causes mischief? Why does anything fluctuate? It fluctuates because there is room for fluctuation. When something is full and complete, will it shake? Therefore, the reason why your attitude and vision cause mischief is that you lack the awareness that Baba has reminded you of. There is a margin for forgetfulness, and this is why there is upheaval and mischief. If you are constantly the embodiment of remembrance and your awareness is complete, your vision and attitude cannot have any margin to cause mischief. For this, you forget a very short slogan. In the world also, it is said, "See no evil, think no evil, and hear no evil." If you constantly keep this slogan in your awareness and put it into your practical life, that is, to see the body is to see evil, to think of bodily beings or have thoughts about them is evil, to speak of others whilst considering them to be bodily beings is evil. If you put this ordinary slogan into your practical life, your vision and attitude cannot cause mischief. Whenever your attitude and vision cause mischief, you should ask yourself, "Have I not attained all the sweetness of all relationships from Baba? Is there any sweetness missing due to which my vision and attitude are causing mischief?" If you experience from the Father the sweetness of the relationship which is causing mischief in your vision and attitude, would your vision be drawn anywhere else? For instance, when the vision of a male is drawn towards a female or vice versa, can the Father not adopt all forms? Can you, as the bride or bridegroom, not experience the sweetness of supersensuous joy from the Father because of not having the experience of the sweetness and love of all relationships with the Father? Your vision and attitude cause mischief towards bodily beings. At this time, you should bring the Dharam Raj form of the Father in front of you and consider yourself to be a resident of extreme hell or a dirty insect. If you look in front of you, there is a master or mighty authority. But look at what you have become in that instant. Imagine your form to be that of a dirty insect, that is, a resident of extreme hell, and compare that which you were yesterday with what you have become today. What have I become after being seated on the throne? What am I taking whilst letting go of the throne and the crown? Dirt. So, what do you become at that moment? What is someone who looks at dirt or imbibes dirt? What do you call someone who does dirty work? From being a responsible soul, that soul becomes a toilet cleaner. Would Bab Dada touch such souls? Could he give them loving drishti? Would he accept their requests? Would he listen to their complaints? If, after becoming so knowledgeful, your vision and attitude cause mischief, you would be considered to be more degraded than a bhagat soul. Even bhagats are able to stabilize their vision with some yukti. But master knowledgeful souls fall even lower than bhagat souls. Would anyone become the subject of such a soul? Would a toilet cleaner have any subjects, or would he himself be a subject? Keep your photo with yourself, that of someone picking up dirt and carrying basket upon basket of rubbish. Keep such an image in your intellect. When your vision and attitude cause mischief, look at this image. Similarly, Bap Dada had all of you take a photo of your future reward so that on seeing this photo, you would be able to remember your activities. When you see such a picture, would you not be ashamed or embarrassed? On one side, keep a picture of Master Almighty Authority, and on the other side, keep that other picture, and you will automatically realize what you have become. It doesn't suit the vision and attitude of one who is a Master Almighty Authority to cause mischief even now. The first mistake you make is of looking at the body. Why do you do this? You have to look at the soul in the center of the forehead. There is a jewel on the forehead, isn't there? So, instead of seeing the jewel on the forehead, why do you look at the snake through which you only receive poison? The first mistake you make is to look at the body instead of the jewel. Many complain that the atmosphere or their company is like that, that their companion is like that, that they have to work in their office or business, or that they have to come into contact with others. Whilst coming into contact with others, whilst talking to them, why do you look anywhere other than at their forehead? Secondly, those who are influenced by the atmosphere should ask themselves, what contract have I taken with the Father? All of you are contractors, are you not? You have entered into the contract of changing hell into heaven, of making the tamoguni elements satoguni, have you not? Can those who change the elements not change themselves? You have taken the contract of changing the five elements, and yet you are influenced by the atmosphere. When you are influenced by the atmosphere, keep a physical example in front of you. An incense stick is never influenced by the atmosphere. The incense stick is for changing the atmosphere. So, who created the incense? A human soul. Your creation has this speciality, and you, the creator, do not. So, are you creators or are you weak souls? With Yukti, finish this complaint through your awareness. These are the two main complaints. Whenever Baba meets a group, there are two main complaints. Therefore, according to the drama, to repeat these things again and again, and to ask Baba to give you some teachings again and again also creates an account. Therefore, according to the drama, the part of taking special service is now coming to an end. This is also significant. You are asked the same thing many times. You leave here 1 year, having promised that there will not be this complaint the next year. The next year, you make the same promise that it won't happen the following year. Into which account did the last year go? You think that perhaps Bap Dada has forgotten your promise. What would Bap Dada remember? Bap Dada remembers everyone's promises, but he doesn't like to have disregard for the children. If he were to sit in front of you and tell you that you didn't fulfill your promise, this too would be disregard. Since he is making you a crown of his head and placing you ahead of himself, how could he have disregard for you? This is why he simply smiles. It isn't that he doesn't remember. He moves along with souls and also moves along with the instrument teachers with great cleverness. They say, "You didn't understand my meaning. This was not my intention, but the words just emerged." However, Bap Dada understands the meaning behind the meaning. You cannot hide anything from him. Teachers would realize that they have made a mistake. That is possible. But the father wouldn't make a mistake. This is why there is no longer any time for trivial matters. These are also added to the account of waste. You will have to give the return to Baba according to the effort you take from him. You made him work on you in the Sakar form, and how many years has it been since you have been taking from the Avyakt form? So now, is it time to take service or to give the return? If you do not give the return, you will not be able to create subjects. Therefore, now make yourself powerful and knowledgeful. Liberate yourself from the many different types of cues. Because you don't use the yuktis you have been given, you are therefore not able to be liberated. Acha, this was the response to the cues. Bap Dada is now taking leave from the children. Acha, Om Shanti.